other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 26th day of May, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, so start your engines. My engine is running a little rough, but I'm here. I screamed for over an hour off and on at the Texas Capitol yesterday in the cacophonous halls. I absolutely want to salute the 100 or so people that were there when I got there at about 2:45, then I came back outside, and everywhere I went, I saw new people that were arriving, and more crowds even showed up over the evening. The San Antonio paper estimates over 300 over the day. I saw 100 at one time and more than 100 milling around in other areas, so unknown numbers. I would say conservatively probably 500 people showed up from all over Texas spontaneously because they were putting the phones off the hook or they were busy or they were going to voicemail at the Texas State Capitol. The whole world's watching with this TSA takeover operation. And now suddenly, we first had the report out yesterday. I'm just so proud of our writers and researchers. They got Senator Simonson, or House Member Simonson, Senator Patrick's letters talking about the feds threatening blockades, releasing the letter from the feds threatening the no-fly zone over Texas, and that's what it is. And we put it in an article, and today I tuned through a whole bunch of talk stations, hundreds of news articles, including national news articles I scanned over in Dallas Morning News, San Antonio Express News, Houston Chronicle, Boston Globe, Politico, Forbes, I mean, just everywhere, pretty much unanimously against what the feds have done. People really see this tyranny. We're making the tyrants act like tyrants and pointing out that, my goodness, the TSA says it's our way or the highway. We're going to stick our hands down your children's pants. We're going to grab you on the outside. We're going to fondle the genitals of Miss America. We're going to leave the borders wide open. And if you don't like it, we'll just have a blockade on you like your Libya or like your Iran. Well, those are just sanctions with Iran, but there is a blockade of Libya, an act of war. So incredible. And Senator Patrick yesterday withdrew his bill and then tried to bring it back to the floor when he thought he had the votes. He originally had 30 of 31 senators confirmed. And we've now discovered who the exact culprit is for gutting it at the behest of the Obama administration. And he's set to try to replace Perry as governor, he said, or he'll run for U.S. Senate with Bilderberg Group member Kay Bailey Hutchinson stands down. He is a former CIA government overthrow specialist. And he is the real governor of Texas. After the Civil War, because we had puppet governors down here, they set it up where the lieutenant governor that comes out of the Senate, the head of the Senate, has the governor's powers. Perry has almost no power, formerly was lieutenant governor, but Dewhurst really has the governor's powers, and he killed the bill. And Senator Patrick's on record calling him out saying Dewhurst wanted to keep it secret. I went to a lot of their offices yesterday, a lot of the different Senate offices, and I could tell when I went in Dewhurst offices, I mean, it was Pentagon Central. I mean, I looked at these guys when I walked in, and it was, we own this country, it's ours, and that's the end of it. And Dewhurst has always been a monster. I've seen him in person. He's one of those people who looks like Ted Bundy, acts like Ted Bundy. He's the wealthiest member of Texas government, and when you're around him, he just radiates evil. And he is an Obama operative. And Dewhurst, no matter how much money you got, Texas is angry at you. It's in every major paper. You're going down, you Obama-supporting, anti-Texas, black ops spook. You will not bring down Texas like some third-world country, boy. Never happened.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite. But what is it, and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Thursday, the 26th day of May, 2011. My voice is a bit blown today, but we are here live due to bullhorn-level shouting without the aid of a bullhorn outside and inside of the Texas state capitol, the front lines of the fight of the illegitimate globalist power grab via the federal government as they attempt to codify by practice an administrative law the sexual molestation of women, small children, and men, first outside the pants, now in the pants, now in the underwear, actually grabbing the genitals. And I have witnessed it with my own eyes. It's been videotaped countless times. Just 8 months ago, they were denying it in October, November of last year. Now it's all admitted and it's out in the open what they're doing and that they plan and are now executing the program to roll out on the streets of America, seizing the entire infrastructure. This is martial law in slow motion, now going into higher gear. They will never call it martial law. It's called security. And it is the end of the Fourth Amendment, the end of the Republic, if they succeed. All of this is being done ahead of the economy completely collapsing and going into IMF World Bank receivership to the very private banks that operate through those consortiums who have maneuvered the country to this position and put their corporate and FBI and former intelligence officer people in place over almost every major state and city. They control the narcotics traffic. They control the white slavery traffic, and it's all on record. They are an absolute 100% pure mafia that controls our police and military. But our average police officer, our average military, men and women are great people. I've met them. I know them. I've seen them give more money than anybody else combined to Ron Paul in the last election, both some of the major independent law enforcement lobbies, but also the military. And so that really signifies there that they are beginning to wake up. The problem is they are commanded by this mafia. It's called tyranny when this happens. And the Nuremberg defense the Nazis used of "I was just following orders" is not going to work. So you've got a decision to make. Now, I've got a million things running through my head, so many incredible issues that need to be covered, and I'm going to go over all of it. The economy is just accelerating into free fall. We're going to go over that. New leak feared it's stricken Japan nuclear plant, just meltdowns full scale. Pakistan trims U.S. military mission as mistrust grows. Rick Perry's rethinking his pledge not to run for president. Yeah, if Perry pledges to do something, then you want to put your money on him breaking the pledge. Of course, he's going to run for president. If he doesn't think they won't use blackmail against him. He's got, well, I'm not going to get into it. Continuing here. We have more on the horrible tornadoes, and our hearts and prayers go out to all those people. I was reading a media report about a man caught on video with his wife, and they're running with the baby, and his wife fell down, and the tornado was right behind him, and he grabbed the baby and kept running. And I've had talks with my wife about things like that. You know, what if we were in the water and you know, the kids were, you know, about to go under, and I had to save you or them. What would you do? She says, well, save them. And it's the same way. But just to realize that our children come first. It's instinctive. It's basic.
any parent who's got their head even screwed on halfway straight would take a bullet for their children. So how are we going to let a bunch of miscreant, unauthorized federal goons do it? Well, again, if they can get away with this, they can do anything. Molesting our children. So I'm going to be going over that. Also, it's in Wired Magazine, the Associated Press. Kurt Nemo did a big detailed report on it. Oregon Senator reveals secret government surveillance grid. Here's Wired Magazine. There's a secret Patriot Act, Senator says. And Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon. Folks, none of this is secret. You can read Patriot Act 1 and 2. It states it in clear English. If you go follow the U.S. Code, it lists. And if you read the Telecommunications Act, as I've told you, everything is fed over government snooping grids with keyword. Fax, email, voice, radio. They've got listening devices all over the place trying to pick up all CB. They've got AI computers for at least 30 years, highly advanced now with incredible space to be able to basically filter everything. And the main grid is there to make sure that local police don't bust CIA bringing drugs in, or to make sure aircraft with little kidnapped American kids make it out of the country. That's been in the Chicago Tribune even. It's mainly for the criminals to surveil the good guys, which Skousen thinks there's more people on the dark side in government than not. Most people are compartmentalized low level. I'd say 20% are dark side, 80% just don't know which end is up and are just like the general public. But I guess in positions of power, yeah, more than half are very corrupt. And we've done an analysis of this. But here it is. Now, see, it's all illegal and they're doing it. Completely illegal. And none of it has to do with Al-Qaeda. Unless it's trying to track other agencies if they're going to launch an Al-Qaeda attack to make sure those agencies are ordered to stand down. That's why FBI agents were in major newspapers after 9/11 saying it was as if Al-Qaeda had moles in the FBI above us. Well, of course they had moles. The commanders of Al-Qaeda were above you. At least the Al-Qaeda patsies. And that's why the FBI superiors and CIA superiors and Special Forces superiors and the Army would come to the people and say, you're not going to do anything. In fact, that was in the news yesterday, and even the Associated Press, military ordered and intelligence ordered to not track bin Laden in the month before 9/11, because they had Sybil Edmonds at the NSA, FBI translator for NSA communiques, and she came and said, Al-Qaeda's being run, here are the tapes, they're getting ready for something big. They say they're talking to someone who's Osama bin Laden. They're running white slaves, weapons, drugs. There's about to be an attack. And they said, we'll take those communiques. Shut your mouth. Now, again, this is all on record. So it's time for folks to grow up. What is so hard to understand? A scientific mafia, a corporate mafia, is in control of the federal government. This same mafia is in control of almost every country in the world. Rogue countries like Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in Iran, Muammar Gaddafi, it doesn't mean they're good guys. See, people think in a one-dimensional way. Either the criminals that run us are good, or they're bad, or Gaddafi's good, or he's bad. No. Gaddafi are your normal government control freak people, but nothing compared to the globalists with their scientific evil, who they don't run yet. They're pieces left on the risk board, or there are a few pieces left on the chessboard, and they're being wiped out. And then domestically, your farms, your ranches, your local factories, your jobs, that's being wiped out. In this corporate model of total domination, anything they don't own and control is to be destroyed and to be taken over. This is a giant monopoly game, and monopoly means there's only one group. It means total domination, full spectrum dominance, and they get these guys up into their criminal orders, their criminal organizations, and they all become fat and wealthy off of us, and then they commit so many crimes in the process, both political parties, or three political parties in England, it's the same paradigm, same in Europe, they always set up hardcore secret police systems, crack down on free speech, crack down on demonstration, try to intimidate the public because they better.
in Greece, they're stealing the pension funds of the paid-in doctors. And thousands of doctors took the street, and the police just went in there and split their heads open. Boy, when you start doing that to professionals, these countries are going to get overtaken by the people. And it takes that tyranny for folks to finally wake up. Once the professional class gets their teeth knocked out or their kids abused, it's over, it's on. The real resistance starts. And so they've had the fake terror they've been pushing and staging ahead of knowing real resistance will finally physically mount, and then they're going to say, oh, that's terrorism. Well, if you believe that, then George Washington was Osama bin Laden. If you believe that, Patrick Henry was Muammar Gaddafi.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metals holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The truth is, we have psychological warfare terrorists using Madison Avenue tricks, PR propaganda, and they brag and publish books on this, you know, talking about how they've done it, Bernays and others, playing games with people. But once you know the con, it doesn't matter how coiffed Rick Perry's hair is, or David the Slimeball Black Op Commander Dewhurst. It doesn't matter how slick-sounding Obama is reading off a teleprompter. It doesn't matter anymore once you know they're enemies, they're criminals, they need to be dealt with, they need to be stood up against, and they absolutely must be called out now. People need to stop cowering and bowing down and licking the boots and thinking of government as our authorities, our officials, our the excellencies, the honorable ones. They are the servants. They are the servants of the sacred liberty and freedom enshrined in our republic, the great jewel that Thomas Jefferson talked about. And when they are servants, they are honorable in their service. But when they are running around like a bunch of rapacious animals, wolves, chewing our guts out, rending and scientifically prosecuting a war against the Bill of Rights and Constitution, it is now confirmed what we told you 9 years ago, because then it was public as well, just not widely circulated, that the TSA is the domestic national security force. And you notice it's bipartisan, Bush, Obama, across the board. They want to make this a Republican-Democrat issue, so when Obama's in, Democrats will support the TSA, and then when Republicans are in, they'll support it. That's how they divide us in the left-right paradigm. I don't care if you're a liberal, conservative, libertarian, communist, Easter Bunny, whatever it is, you shouldn't want this to be done to you and your family. I mean, the Soviet Union, at its height, didn't, take Miss Soviet Union or whatever at a checkpoint and stick their hands down her pants. They would, no one would ever, not in communist China. I talk to folks that fly there all the time, even touch your body. If they're suspicious or think you're doing something, they call you in behind closed doors and interrogate you. But again, political correctness, they're not making a mistake here. Oh, we don't want to target certain groups so everyone has hands down their pants. It's designed that way. So they flip it around and say, all of you are guilty. But I'm digressing. Here's the points I want to get into. A, great job to the hundreds of people that showed up during the afternoon and throughout the evening when they closed the day's session at past 11 o'clock at night. Folks were in the gallery said traitors, treason. And Dewhurst made sarcastic remarks to the media, saying, I guess they don't like all we've done for them, and then laughed about Patrick and made some sarcastic comments about Senator Patrick, who's now exposed Dewhurst. I want to talk about the state police. I had a Dutch film crew with me, and they couldn't believe citizens marching into a Capitol and screaming at the lobbyists, screaming at the senators, going to their offices and screaming at them. Well, that's what freedom looks like. If you don't have that, you've got the opposite what this country's now turned into. That's your birthright. And if you don't like seeing people behave like that and do things like that, and this, quote, civil society, when you have an outrageous federal power grab meant to break our will, meant to set a precedent where they can do anything they want. Extreme tyranny calls for extreme actions. And this was not extreme actions, going down there and showing them that we're angry and getting in their face and then garnering literally hundreds of TV stations. There were hundreds of TV stations there in the final days of the Texas legislature. And at any one time, I had 20 news cameras around me. And then my job was done in an hour, hour and 20 minutes. I left and I said, okay, all you great patriots that came out, you go be on the media now. They were all over TV, our listeners, and all over newspapers. And they stayed there till past 11 o'clock at night. Just absolutely incredible to see the people there, frankly, a lot of them doing a better job than I did when I saw them on the news. And there's no way to watch all the newscasts. There are hundreds of Texas newscasts, dozens of national newscasts, hundreds of newspapers. Another devastating blow against the globalists. Oh, they unanimously passed it in the House, 138-0. They had 30 of 31 senators, almost unanimous, and Dewhurst killed it. And we now know how Dewhurst killed it. And we won this battle. Oh, we didn't lose by them engaging in this treachery. Many Texas papers across the board, both Democrat and Republican editorial boards, are saying Dewhurst is done. Dewhurst, it's over. You know why? He didn't proudly get up and say, I work for the Justice Department, and I want to be a U.S. senator, and I'm a toady, and I've worked with Obama's people. He let senators know, and they're on record saying, don't let anybody know. I can't have fingerprints on this. We're going to kill it. And he worked the floor and made threats and made promises to kill it and knocked the 30 of 31 votes down to almost zero with some of these cowards, always acting like they're constitutionalists while they're the ones involved gutting things. Obama, Bush, Dewhurst, at that level, they're all on the same team. Now, continuing, ex-CIA spook Dewhurst sabotaged anti-TSA bill for Obama administration. The man who was instrumental in working with the federal government to sabotage a bill that would have made TSA grope downs a felony in the state of Texas was Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, a former CIA agent and establishment insider considered to be the wealthiest man in Texas politics. As we have documented, the anti-pat-down bill, and it was even called the anti-grope bill. It's see, our state just told it like it was, straight talk. The anti-pat-down bill was derailed in the Texas Senate, having unanimously passed the House 138-0 votes after the Department of Justice sent a letter threatening to impose a no-fly zone actually over Texas and shut down Texas airports. The warning was nothing short of a federal blockade and an act of financial terrorism. It was an act of war under international law. But the federal assault was aided by a traitor from within the state, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, who only serves to amplify the threats made by the DOJ in communicating them to members of the Senate, convincing them to cave in. It was a total bluff. They were holding, you know, a junk hand. They claimed it was a royal flush. Call their bluff. Let them run a blockade. Come on, you terrorist. We know you're the ones carrying out the attacks anyways, you scum. Continuing, to members of the Senate, convincing them to cave in and forcing the hand of Senator Dan Patrick to withdraw the bill before it could be shot down permanently. He came up with the elaborate political ploy to kill the bill without any fingerprints, said Senator Patrick, Republican Houston, adding his fingerprints are all over it. Then he goes in and says he witnessed him on the floor, talked to everybody, he's the one. With DOJ hacks with him. Which, by the way, they're not supposed to lobby on the floor of the federal government. That's a whole other scandal. Well, I mean, this guy's a black op guy here to bring down America. What do you expect? You think they'll overthrow other countries to suck them dry and won't do it here? This guy is a voracious monster.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 Tony Garlic Cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming at the live
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right.
50,000
unstoppable watts. That's right, 50,000 unstoppable watts. Add all our AM and FMs together, the internet, global shortwave satellite, it's billions of watts, billions of unstoppable watts in the info war, ladies and gentlemen. All of our listeners, great activists out there ringing the alarm bells as watchmen and women on the wall, rallying free humanity against the tyranny of the globalist. Okay. Let me just in a succession give you a report of exactly what happened yesterday here in Texas. The TSA announced Tuesday evening and sent lobbyists on record to work behind the scenes with Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst behind the scenes to have him go threaten via the letter, a federal blockade, a federal no-fly zone. That's what it is, over the state of Texas. No aircraft allowed in or out. And then if that was resisted, what would they do? Just so incredible that Janet Napolitano up there says this will not be discussed. Take our offer or drop dead. We are going to continue sticking our hands down your pants. And then, of course, what's coming after that, as we predicted for years, is a trusted traveler where you waive all your rights, get into a system, then they tell you if you're allowed to fly or not, and then you swipe a special biometric card and a retina scan. I noticed the lobbyists, the politicians, their handlers, they all get to bypass security at the Texas Capitol that they just put in a few months ago. And the same system is now going into the airports. So this is how they herd us into accepting it. So it's a total societal takeover. And it's outrageous. And so I was trying to call them live on air. It was going right to voicemail, even the general switchboard number. And I said, that's it. I'm going down there at 12:30. We had an hour and a half left in the broadcast, 12:30 Central Time. And I got down there about 2:45. And there was about 80 people outside. I went inside, another 60, 70, 100, I don't know, had already gone in. Everybody was split up all over the Capitol. When I came back out an hour and a half later, there were a bunch of people I hadn't met or talked to everywhere. More people arriving, cars pulling up. I'm told that it increased several hundred throughout the next few hours. And people were just there all day right up until past 11:30 at night when they closed the session, that day's session. Absolutely buoying, just fulfilling, because I don't like being on the defense. I don't like seeing the tyranny grow, the creeping evil, watching people cower, watching America lose its fighting spirit. It was so good to see old people, young people, black people, white people, Hispanics, Asians, everybody. Just a true cross-section of Texans, of Americans, with liberty and the same light of freedom burning in their eyes to shake their hands, people bringing their wonderful, dear children to the event. And we went in, we sat there and rebuked the metal detectors they put in and pointed out that soon there would be even more and then that they would phase in groping, and that was the plan. We marched through. And I just yelled in my drill sergeant's loudest voice. And I doubt that's one gift God gave me. I doubt, folks, anybody could get louder than this. I mean, this was loud. It was shaking the building. I had sent as a probe hours before my show was over and left, an hour and a half before Rob Jacobson. He was three floors up in the dome down a hall. He was actually in the chamber videotaping the senators breaking law. And I could play the local newscast where they admit it's illegal, but they do it. And they vote for each other. When nobody's there, they're just running down the line. Voting. It was like 10 guys in there, 20-something gone. They were just all sitting there hitting buttons, just committing crime right in front of everybody. Well, we've been doing it for decades, so it's all right. I mean, it was incredible. People won't believe that. If you just type in Texas representatives vote for each other or something like that, you'll pull up the incredible newscast. But we have footage of it. And we're going to be putting that out. We just got so much footage to go through. And before I get to the real big story today, the big breaking news dealing with this, I'm just setting the table in the background so people have a full spectrum view of what was going on. It's important to look at things very in a complex way. The media is always dumbing things down by design. They've got white papers on that, always dumbing the cartoons, the culture, the movies down to dumb you down. It's not you're dumb, you want dumb things. Sure, after you've been fed on poison for a long time, you start thinking it's mother's milk. But to make a long story short here, folks all over America are commenting in the news articles and on YouTube and all these different news sites going, I've never seen people act like this, marching in, screaming in people's faces, aggressively talking to their officials that way. Well, no, they're our servants, and they've done something horrible. A unanimous House did the right thing. 138-0, and the Senate had 30 of 31 votes, and it was going to pass. Perry claimed he was going to sign it, but he used his minion, Dewhurst, in there. That's Perry's master of that. Kill things quietly, then he claims he would have signed it. It's just perpetual with Perry. I live here, folks. I study him. He's a Bilderberg attendee. He's a snake, but I digress. Talks all the right talk, doesn't walk the walk. So there was rage. And even though I was screaming when they wouldn't let us into the Senate gallery and blocked us, even though I was screaming at the top of my lungs, traitors, criminals, sellouts, most of the state police were smiling and nodding, saying, "Hi, Alex." And when there wasn't a camera on, saying, "Yeah, we agree with you." Well, of course they agree. They don't want their wives and daughters and husbands having people stick their hands down their pants. So even though I was like a wild rhinoceros bellowing and running around in there, the police didn't see me as the enemy. Even though, quite frankly, I was seeing the lobbyists, the entire government system, as a giant affront in my rage, they understood the anger. And now that I can look back on the videos and in hindsight think about it, and I think are the model, the way the state police behaved, of what peace officers and public servants are supposed to act like. And I've certainly seen bad behavior from the Texas State Police as well before, but checkpoints and things. But this was what America is all about and why this country is special. I am so upset about what's going on in this country. It's why I don't have a lot of rallies. I don't have a lot of demonstrations, because my anger is real, ladies and gentlemen, and it is massive. And I get out there in these positions and it takes a toll on me, on my voice, on my diaphragm, on my mind. But at the same time, this was fulfilling, because even though they killed the bill, now we are exposing the evil. Many times in a war, you've got to do a probing action to see the response and call the enemy out, and then to build our forces and to show the establishment we're coming, with 20 plus other states moving to do what Texas attempted to do. And they will not succeed in every case, and there will be other states. I would imagine Montana, Wyoming, Utah, they're all moving, where they will call the feds bluff. Let them run a blockade over business. Let them try to shut things down. They will fold. Every time they're confronted, they will fold. Their position is untenable. It's indefensible. And so I just want to say to the state police, and, you know, I don't sit here and kiss up to quote, authority, because it's become a religion to do it, but it was fulfilling and good and genuine and edifying to see the state police, even in the face of a rampaging, and that's how the media described it, you know, Texans stormed the Capitol, Jones, exploded. I mean, they've got a bunch of descriptions of it, and it was good to see the police in the face of that behave themselves.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders.
It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
All right, I'm going to continue taking some calls from folks that went down to the storming of the Texas Capitol. When the House did the honorable thing with a unanimous vote against tyranny, what else could they do against the groping of our poor, defenseless children being trained to be victimized by people in uniform and discrediting everybody in a uniform? The state stood up and said no to them. The police, despite the fact that I was behaving like a wild rhinoceros, were very professional and did their job. But you should. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. As Barry Goldwater said, you're supposed to be mad. This is a normal behavior. They continue to push because we don't get mad. Our ancestors, for far less, and I'm not saying go there, hung people, tarred and feathered them, okay, rode them out of town on a rail. Because old-timers knew you let a bunch of scum in government start ruling over you, they're going to rob you blind. They're going to hire a bunch of thugs to carry it out on you. Our ancestors and every culture have gone through this over and over again. And your anger, your focus that they shunt off into sports and things where you care so much about your team's supposed to be your liberties, your freedom, your family. That's what all those energies are for. And I don't go out to a lot of demonstrations and things, especially where I'm around globalists, because when they're laughing and making jokes, as some lobbyists and some senators were doing, Kirk Watson locked himself in his office. I mean, I really almost start coughing up blood. I was screaming so loud. And that's why I did an hour and a half and had to leave. I know folks continue to show up in the hundreds off and on until the early morning hours. Now, going back to Jennifer, then Corey, Ronnie, Aaron, Mike, I want to move quick here now. Jennifer, describe because I'm told even bigger crowds started showing up and infesting the Capitol with Liberty to drive out the globalist roaches, the lobbyists that scattered like roaches when they saw us coming. Describe what you saw throughout the evening, people getting out on the gallery when they destroyed the bill past 11 a.m., past 11 p.m., excuse me, at night. What you saw last night being there?
There earlier in the afternoon, and one of the main things that I found offensive is after visiting Kirk Watson's office, a group of about seven or so info warriors that we all kind of found each other, headed to the Senate gallery doors, and they one by one, as we approached the doors, they let each person in, and then they stopped me, and they said, you can't go in there with that shirt on, and the shirt that I had on was a Tyranny Response Team shirt. So they let everybody else go in that was part of the group except for me, and I was told by the head of security that that was considered a protest banner, and if I wore the shirt into the gallery that I would have to be arrested. So I didn't want to get arrested, so I backed down and just kind of hung out in the foyer there in front of the gallery until everyone else came out. So shortly after that, there was a wonderful woman handing out all sorts of pens and signs for all of us to make signs, and then we headed back down to the main foyer, which was right about the time that you were entering in, and of course we followed around with the crowd after that. But I think that the Tyranny Response Team shirts are very powerful, and that they're afraid of that message, so I definitely encourage anybody that doesn't have one of those. If we can have protests like this in the future where 50 or 100 people show up wearing those specific shirts, I think it would be really fantastic. And then I'd just like to say that for those that have never done anything like what happened yesterday, the adrenaline of participating in something like that is unlike anything that you've ever experienced before. I mean, who cares about going to the Super Bowl or other things that may seem exciting in life? If you're actually there participating in the overthrow of tyranny, what could be more important on this entire planet?
And not going and just holding signs and groveling when they're trying to literally molest us, you've got to let these perverts, these criminals, these tyrants that want to break our will, let them know, scum, we're aware of what you're doing. We know you don't care about keeping us safe. You want to be able to get rid of our basic liberties. Everything this country was founded on. Jennifer, great to hear from you. Corey in Texas at the rally. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey there. Well, I just want to say I'll make it quick. You know, I was sitting on my couch yesterday twiddling my thumbs, and I heard the call to go down and help out and speak my voice, and I hopped in the car and drove right down. And I just want to say to everybody that's listening how wonderful of an experience and invigorating that was. We went marching around the state capitol there and just letting our voices be known, and it just felt so good. I drove home just high on life and high on, it all, man. And
every day can be like that because we literally routed that capitol. I mean, they describe it in the news that the booming chanting just totally took over. And made the bill passage actually have to stop for a while. The politicians the senators were scrambling in fear, because they know they've been doing wrong. And those senators are such cowards that when the House did the right thing 138 to zip, they were all going to vote for it but one, and that's Dewhurst, we now learn, and Dewhurst with the feds, which violates state ethics rules, the media is reporting, with federal lobbyists on the floor, went around and basically threatened people and said, you don't tell anybody I'm doing this, but you don't do this or we're going to have the feds shut down transportation, and we have the letter as well. I mean, Dewhurst is unbelievable. This guy needs to get out of Texas, much less he should not be our lieutenant governor. I mean, that guy makes me want to throw up.
I completely concur, Alex. I do.
What do you think of Dewhurst now, though? I mean, it's not just that he brought the feds in and did this, but he wanted to keep it secret.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I was having the thought that, there's I think that there's far more good people in this world than bad, but it just seems that bad people seem to have the hand on the power and can sneak their way in and wiggle their way in to control us, you know. But there's enough good people out there if we just stand up and let our voice be heard, you know. And that's what yesterday was about for me.
Well, it's important for everybody to call Dewhurst's office, but also call other senators' office and say it's going to be a litmus test. And let it be remembered that Dewhurst secretly sided with Obama to destroy the will of the Texas House and the Senate and to violate the Constitution and Bill of Rights of the federal and state government, and that he is a deceptive weasel who one newspaper reported celebrated after its defeat and made jokes. So he has a hatred, such a hate of liberty and freedom and honor, that he's willing to pose as a conservative so he can sabotage things and sit there and lie and say he supported the bill. I mean, is that not just sickening?
Low as low could be, man. It is sickening. You're right.
Well, let it be known, David Dewhurst is a Benedict Arnold. David Dewhurst is a deceiver. I mean, you notice folks that support this groping openly, I hardly even attack them. I just say they're wrong and they're tyrants. But he is a spy. And, of course, he is former CIA and reportedly worked with Klaus Barbie in violent overthrows in Latin America. Ex-CIA spook Dewhurst sabotaged anti-TSA bill for Obama administration. We have all the footnotes and links to it. And, you know, these guys live in a world of deceit. Well, we know they're liars, so the game's over. I appreciate your call, Corey. Ronnie, who's been calling for years, finally met him down there yesterday. Ronnie was at the rally. Tell us what you witnessed, Ronnie.
Well, for one, I saw Lieutenant Governor Screwloose years ago at the meeting of a question and answer thing with and I asked him about the CIA, and he angrily shot me this evil thing. You talked about it earlier. He's evil. I mean, he radiates evil. Lieutenant Governor Screwloose. Anyway, are you there?
So you mean Dewhurst. Yeah, Screwloose.
Well, yeah, Screwloose. I mean, he's got to have a Screwloose to think he's going to get away with this delusion.
So what did he say at the CIA when you brought the CIA up?
You know, it's a bunch of conservative guys, the Lake Travis Republican Men's Club, and he just kind of, you know, he just looked at me. He just looked at me with this evil thing. He just, yes, you know, he just kind of, yes, but how dare you ask me?
It's not that he even was at the CIA. A lot of them are analysts, or you can look at their histories. He has a death squad history with Klaus Barbie, a top Nazi, admittedly, who was under the CIA control. And we have all the links to mainstream news in our article about it. So, of course, he doesn't want you to bring it up. I mean, this guy is a tyrant. And he thinks, because he's a smiley-faced fake Texan with a fancy suit, that we're all here to bend over, and that it's cute that pot-bellied pigs want to grope our daughters and sons. But, you know, Dewhurst, you're the one calling for this. You're the one pushing it. You're the one trying to basically urinate all over liberty. Well, we're not putting up with it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.